You're on Brekkie This Morning with Alex. I've got Michael here. How are you doing, Michael?
Good morning, Alex. It's time to start your engines.
It is time to start the engines.
Yes, we're talking Ford versus Ferrari first.
Ah, yes.
This one stars Christian Bale and Matt Damon, and the film is directed by James Mangold. The film you might remember, he directed Logan.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got a pretty good pedigree for sort of action-type films. This is a based-on-a-true-story type film. In 1965, the Ford Motor Company decided that it was time to get into the sports car manufacturing business for real. But to do that, of course, they needed the prestige of a car that could compete at the Le Mans 24-hour race against Ferrari and possibly beat them. So this is where our heroes, car designer Carroll Shelby, played by Matt Damon with a southern accent, and his eccentric, difficult, brilliant driver Ken Miles, played by Christian Bale in his native British accent for a change, though I'm not sure if he originates from the West Midlands. You didn't realise Christian Bale was British?
No.
Well, he is, yeah. Yes.
Well, I know that now.
Yes. So they enter the picture to help Ford out on their mission to create a car to challenge Ferrari. Anyway, the corporates, they love Carroll Shelby, but they hate Ken Miles because he says what he thinks, and he also has the motor racing knowledge to back up what he thinks. So I guess this film couldn't really be called Ford versus Ferrari. It should really have been called Ken Miles versus Ford, with Carroll Shelby desperately trying to please everyone. For a film about fast cars, Ford versus Ferrari does take a while to get out of first gear and really put the foot down. But Matt Damon, of course, is solid and likeable as Ken Shelby. And Christian Bale, he really, in particular, he revels in his role as the eccentric, difficult to work with, but of course, brilliant driver. And of course, you know, loving family man. All round sort of character, the sort of character that Christian Bale loves to play. There could be some awards nominations for this performance, I suspect. Look, the racing sequences, they're beautifully recreated and they're actually quite thrilling to watch, and they give a real sense of the danger that the drivers faced, you know, back in the 1960s when safety regulations weren't quite what they are today, even though motor racing can still be a dangerous sport at times. Like all based on true stories, though, sometimes the truth does get stretched or just plain ignored for dramatic purposes. But if you do like motor racing and motor racing people, then this film could really rev your engines.
Nice.
Well, moving on to a film that I didn't really enjoy so much that also comes out today, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, so was I.
Big expectations.
Big expectations can often lead to disappointment. This one stars Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, Ella Balinska, Elizabeth Banks and Patrick Stewart are also in this. It's written and directed by Elizabeth Banks. Now, when Jane Kaner, played by Balinska, discovers that a new power source that she has designed could potentially become weaponized due to flaws in her own design, she actually attempts to blow the whistle. Of course, that whistleblowing attempt gets thwarted and Charlie These Angels, now an international organisation of attractive women, including Sabina Wilson, played by Kristen Stewart, and Elena Hofflin, played by Naomi Scott, and multiple Bosleys, including Patrick Stewart, Elizabeth Banks, and Jamon Honsu, they're called in to prevent this new technology from getting into the wrong hands.
Of course.
Dun, 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 dun. You've got all the elements for what could possibly be a good fun film. You've got a popular 70s TV series that became a couple of successful movies back in the early 2000s. Thousands, exotic locations, attractive new cast, a very talented writer, director, actress at the helm of this picture. But how could this movie not succeed?
Yeah.
Well, it just, for some reason, it just doesn't. And for starters, it just wasn't funny enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really, really disappointing.
That's so disappointing.
Your three leading angels, Stewart, Scott and Balinska, they're just fairly uncharismatic.
Right.
And they appear to have very little chemistry together. I don't know whether it's they're trying to create the new team or whatever and for possible films further down the track, but they just completely lack any sort of chemistry together. And the comic timing was felt a little off, and many of the scenes just came across as awkward rather than actually very funny.
Yeah, because in the trailer, I mean, this is bias for me, obviously, because I have a huge crush on Kristen Stewart, but she comes across as really charismatic, really cool, calm and collected, but
she's putting everything into it, but I just don't really think she's backed up by the two co-stars in this film. Really could have done with some, I guess, I don't know, star power at the same level as Kristen Stewart. I think the other two just didn't quite have it. Anyway, whilst the film was made in some exotic-looking locations, the plot just moved really, really slowly. And so did many of the action sequences, which really were a bit uninspiring. And also there was some pretty boring villain, which leads to a fairly dull film. It's rated PG-13, even 13-year-olds are going to find this one a trying experience, given that they're probably too young to remember the movies starring Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz, let alone the TV series. Look, I really feel that everyone responsible for this version of Charlie's Angels should have their wings clipped. This was an unholy disappointment. Finally, moving on to one more film. It's also about whistleblowing. I was going to review this one, then I redacted it, and then I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll review it anyway. I'll talk about it anyway. It's called The Report, and it stars Adam Driver, Annette Bening, John Hamm, and Linda Powell.
I love Adam Driver.
He is fantastic. It's directed and written by Scott Z. Burns, or Scott Z. Burns, if you're American, who's directed mostly TV. It's based on a true story, of course. In the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, the CIA embarked on a detention and interrogation program that many Americans were uncomfortable with, mainly because they were illegal, violated human rights, and most importantly, they didn't actually work. Now, US Senator Dianne Feinstein, played by Annette Bening in this film, she tasks her ambitious young staffer, Daniel Jones, not the guy from that group, played by Adam Driver, to go into Langley to uncover the truth about the rendition and interrogation program. Now, whilst appearing cooperative initially, Jones soon discovers the lengths the CIA will go to prevent the report that he's putting together from ever being tabled in Congress. But it's not just the CIA that go to great lengths to obfuscate and just make things really difficult. The White House is also guilty of being very obstructive as well. Both the Bush and Obama White Houses come in for a lot of criticism in this film. They're obviously determined the truth should never be told to the American public. Now, given the amount of secrecy our own government has concerning national security, this film will surprise you for how accessible an organisation like the Central Intelligence Agency is to people who want to investigate it. Apparently, Americans do have a right to know.
Oh, well.
Yes, but...
Can we too?
it would be nice. But of course, the CIA do have multiple legal and political strings that they're prepared to pull to prevent information getting out. Does it get out? Well, you'll just have to watch the film. Or if you know anything about history of the last 5 or 6 years, you'll probably already know the answer. Yeah, just Google it. At times, this film did feel a little bit stilted, almost as if the actors' dialogue was based on the report itself. It just felt like sometimes they were reading at times. And there's also little action in this film apart from Adam Driver looking concerned and being hunched over his computer and occasionally getting a bit angry. And there are some fairly ghastly scenes involving enhanced interrogation techniques, which might make you pretty squeamish. But the drama really does intensify as Jones and Feinstein battle with the powers that be to finally get the report published. This film, it's good brain food and will probably make you a bit angry. I give The Report a solid A-.
Oh, a very good mark indeed, if only I ever got something like that. Michael Jones, thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.